This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's free. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's that time for our stake-off. The boys are downstairs, except for Valdez. Valdez has his apron. He's still in the studio, but he's going to go down shortly. Everything is going to be on Instagram Live. It's also going to be on Monumental, but the Monumental cameras are on me right now. I don't think they're on what's happening downstairs. So if you haven't signed up for our Instagram page, it's Sports Junkies Radio. Mike Marr is going to be having the IG Live. Tailgate Ted has set up a grill for the boys, and we're going to see. This is for bragging rights. Who cooks the best steak?
Cakes is down there. I believe he's on Mike. Cakes.
Hey, what's up? We're boots on the ground down here. We're cooking. We're literally cooking these steaks 4 feet away from a dumpster. Okay? There's a cardboard box. Now, it's not the full dumpster. The dumpster's about 8 feet away.
Hey, I heard that's where you got the meat. That's the quality that you chose.
Why are you guys joining? Why are you joining? I couldn't make out the Costco. I got quality steaks from the local O-Town Safeway. We're dealing with, again, three porterhouses and one T-bone. Herein lies the rub, though, the rub that's on the steaks. I don't know who has the T-bone, and I'm pretty sure I have a porterhouse, but I don't know who else is cooking with what.
Cakes, do you care to know how the fans and listeners have ranked you on Instagram and Twitter in the polls?
Sure, it doesn't matter. Let's hear the early returns.
On both Instagram and Twitter,
yes,
Valdez is the prohibitive favorite.
All right, Valdez won. Hey,
thank you, listeners. They respect my game.
Yes, on Instagram, it's a little different.
Okay.
Marr is coming in as second place. Okay. Valdez at 38%. Marr, 31%. EB, 18%. And Cakes in the basement at 15%.
Coming in dead last. That's fine.
Twitter,
yeah,
you're actually second. 25% believe that you will grill the best steak.
All right.
And EB's in the basement with 17. But Valdez, the fave on both platforms.
All right, let me give you the setup. We are down in the alley here at 1015 Half Street. Tailgate Ted has been kind enough to bring his portable 6-foot grill. I mean, this thing is massive. Mike Marr already has his cast iron skillet on one, I don't know if it's a quadrant. I'm bad with that. He's in one corner of the grill. So I think everybody now is trying to figure out where their steaks are going to go. Obviously, Mars is going to go here. I think I've got my spot right kind of like diagonal from him.
And that does Marr have the Instagram Live up and running right now? Because it's kind of a competitive disadvantage if he's got to hold a camera.
He's
got a tripod.
EB's complaining about the space for him and Valdez. He says they're too fat to fit on each side of the grill. There's plenty of room. Okay, each of us can stand on one side of the grill. We're good.
I tweeted a picture of Tailgate Ted's grill. It's huge.
Yes. It's massive.
Six burners?
It couldn't be bigger. This thing is gigantic. There's plenty of room for each of the steaks and each of the grillers that are down here.
Can we get Ted on?
Sure.
On mic for a second?
Tailgate Ted, come on around. It's Tailgate Ted with his Hail BBQ DC license plate van is behind us that he brings to all of the tailgates. Tailgate Ted, step to the mic here, my friend.
Well, my question for Ted is,
by the way,
these guys
on,
are complaining.
Describe what's happening. There's a massive truck that's come that's like making a 9-point turn.
All right, this was the
right
wrinkle
next to us as we're about to start.
It's the compactor. Cooking. He's picking
up.
We were told this was a possibility,
and it might run over Roger the engineer if we're lucky.
You guys are gonna have to move the grill. My question for Ted is: EB is already complaining there's not enough room on the grill
Hold on. Stop for a second. Let me give Ted the headphones. 1 second.
Okay.
On.
Or you could relay the question to him.
What's going on?
Ted, thank you so much for doing this. This is going to be fun. My question for you is, so EB's already complaining he doesn't have enough space to grill. There's only going to be 4 steaks on this grill. How many different burgers or steaks have you thrown onto that grill at once? I'm guessing dozens.
Probably 60 to 70 burgers we throw on top of here. So
exactly.
There's plenty of room for the 4 of these guys to throw 4 steaks on.
Right. Yeah, I that's what I figured, that EB is just complaining. Now, he can still end up winning this contest. Who's your personal favorite? Do you know?
I'm going to have to say Cakes.
Really?
I don't know. I have a feeling that he knows what he's doing. I mean, there's no crab challenge, so I'm not sure Valdez has a shot. And Mar thought you could use propane inside, so he's definitely the low seed.
Yeah, and Cakes is if he does win it, he's the silent assassin because he's had the least amount of bravado amongst the group.
Actually, here's Cakes.
All right, we're getting Cakes
back on the mic. Hold on. All right, now the steaks are going on the grill as we speak.
Did you guys have to relocate? I can hear the dumpster.
It literally sounds like a 757 is taking off because 8 feet away from us, the truck is pulling the compactor out. This is perfect timing. This is great radio timing that we have, but I'll try to forge through.
If you want to watch,
steaks are on the grill.
If you want to watch, go to the Instagram page.
I'm not sure what Valdez is doing. Let me just describe what's happening here. My steak is here next to Mike Mars' cast iron skillet. No steak in there yet. Mine is on the grill. Valdez has a crab cake in foil, and then he has a piece of bakeware that looks like it has like...
Those are irrelevant. They're meaningless.
We knew he was going to swerve.
I don't know if he's doing sides or what he's doing.
I have a side. What goes best with steak? Cream spinach.
All right, we have cream spinach. EB is nearly tripping over the mic cord. Somehow we've taken the 6-foot grill that Ted has provided and we've shrunken it down now. We're using about 4 feet of it.
I want to remind the listeners... who may be watching on Monumental. If you want to see what's going on downstairs, Instagram Live, yes. Sports Junkies Radio is the Instagram page.
The guys
page.
Who work in the building and the surrounded, they're looking at us like we are just zoo animals.
I can't see anything. Now, Drab is in studio. He has the ability to actually look downstairs. Like, I have everything closed off with Monumental blinds and 106.7 The Fan blue blinds. I don't have a window. What do you see going on down there, Drab? Well, you were down there setting it up.
First off, Cakes, see if Mark can spin that IG camera around to show the dumpster that is.
Hey, Mike, Mark, you spin the IG camera around when you're not getting run over by
pretty
the truck
sanitary,
that's
by the way.
I mean, literally, this is like a Final Destination death scene. I've never seen anything closer to it live and in person. I mean, we've got a grill burning. We've got a 10-ton truck about to back into us. I mean, what are we doing out here? We're risking our lives.
Rule 76, no excuses.
No excuses. You got to just forge onward. All right, let me give updates. EB has now put a foil tin over top of his steak. Maybe I'm missing the boat by not doing that. I guess we're going to figure this out. Mike Mars' steak is now in the cast iron skillet. So those are the updates. And I've got about 10 seconds left before I turn my steak for the first time.
All right,
that's the latest play-by-play.
Cakes, why don't you pass the mic to EB, who looks bored out of his mind. I think he's scrolling Twitter right now.
He's doom-scrolling Twitter. Here you go, EB.
He's not concerned about his steak at all.
Oh. Hello? What's going on? I can't hear anything. It's a cluster out here. What's going on?
Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, I'm fine. These guys are dopes. Their steak's no better than mine.
You've been disrespected on the polls.
Yeah, of course.
Valdez, the prohibitive
favorite.
Welcome
to my life. Disrespected constantly. I'm always overlooked. You know what? Under promise, over deliver. That's my bit. This grill's butt weak, by the way.
All right, I'm actually watching Valdez.
Take forever.
Valdez even has the chef hat on right now.
Yeah, I know. I knew he was going to do the chef. Fine. I know him.
Very predictable.
Just want you to know, this cream spinach is wonderful. I love it. Has no impact. Cannot be served with the steak. The crab cannot be served with the steak. That will taint, and it will make them realize who's cooked what. We're not doing that. We're doing four slabs of meat.
Yeah,
and then Roger and you dopes are going to pick the best one.
By the way, I just saw cakes. I have the Instagram live on, so
all
I can
right.
see what's happening now.
Where
it's
is
a view
the
grill
live? Right there. Okay.
Sports Junkies Radio. You can comment and all that sort of thing. Cakes looked like he was maybe consulting with Tailgate Ted. That seems like it's cheating.
Tailgate being the expert.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love Tailgate Ted. You should see how dirty that truck is. Oh my God! Inside. What a pigsty.
Oh, the camera just flipped like upside down or something.
Yeah, no, it's fixed now.
I don't know if it's fixed.
Mars,
I guess I have mine vertical, so I'm looking at you guys sideways
delay.
Now.
Yeah.
I guess sideways phone works.
Well, he put it sideways. When you put it sideways, it maybe messed with some people. So maybe put your phone
we
sideways.
We can't read the snarky comments.
Yeah, it should be vertical.
You got to put it vertical so they can read the snarky comments.
Yeah, like this one. Mar is terrible at his job. That just came in.
What?
That wasn't for me. That was a snarky comment because he changed the camera.
You guys argue with Mar.
I think it's got to be vertical.
It's fine. It's a better view horizontal like this. You just can't. Who cares about the comments?
What's up, boys?
Well, a lot of people are grilling the way that you're filming it now that you flipped the camera.
I mean,
because now the comments are coming in vertical and you've got it horizontal.
I mean, yeah, it was vertical for like 5 minutes and it was horizontal, but my timer just went off, so I kind of got to flip this steak over here.
You still feel confident?
Very confident.
All right. He's gone with the iron cast skillet on top of the grill.
He's slathered all sorts of butter on his steak, so we'll have to see how that works out. I don't know how seared it's getting, but he just flipped it and looked at it and kind of sneered at it and then put it same side back down. So I don't know how well it's going for Mike Marr at this point.
Well, it's hard to sear your steak or whatever with a 200-degree, you know what I'm saying? Like the grill.
Are you claiming that Tailgate Ted's grill is not getting hot enough? I'm going to guess that when Tailgate Ted serves the masses out at Northwest Stadium, that the grill gets plenty hot enough. I don't know if we're going to blame the grill at this point. I'll take a look at my steak here, see if it's getting done. It's about to get turned for the third time. Are we on break?
I'm listening to you.
I mean, there's no response.
I thought you were a radio professional.
I mean, you're supposed to be. You're doing the play-by-play.
I'm just giving massive play-by-play. Hold on. I have to turn my steak. Just hold on, Ricky.
I had to borrow Tailgate Ted's
tongs because mine were flimsy. They were so flimsy.
Valdez's steak is under fire.
Wow, there's so much fire under Valdez's steak at this point. He's got to get things under control.
Well, no, you don't want him to be under control, do you?
We want everybody to have a good time.
Although, if his is under fire, he may be playing for the Roger vote, who said he's into well done.
Yeah, he might be going for the well done.
You know what I mean?
Now the Flames are looking at EB's steak.
Right. Well, and also, the camera work is just, now I've lost the grill. It's just the view of somebody's back.
Somebody's spiraling out of control. Tell Roger
to get out of the way. He's blocking the camera.
Stay out of the camera shot. Stay right near that pillar, my friend. Don't get in front of the camera. We're getting your well-done steak ready for you. You just need to not mess up the Instagram Live. All right. It seems that Valdez is getting the Flames a little bit
under control.
How much
more time do you think you need until your steak is done, Cakes?
Me? I don't know. Yes. I have no idea. Probably at least 3 to 4 more minutes.
All right.
It's looking a little rare.
I heard EP just say, is there any propane in this?
Hey, you know what? I see flames everywhere. Okay. Underneath the,
you can't
What are these called? Grates. They're called grates. Okay, Valdez is not picking up. He's picking up EB's steak, and the flames are just going higher and higher.
Is Mike Maher done?
Mike Maher's steak is so not done.
Okay.
So I would say at this point he's not close to done, but look, if you're going for rare or medium rare, maybe it's right.
All the judges are going to get E. coli.
Great.
Yeah, you guys ready for a tapeworm for a weekend? You guys ready to spend a weekend in a hospital bed?
I'm going to get skinny.
Yeah, Valdez said he's finally going to get skinny because he's going to eat undercooked meat and what appears to be undercooked spinach, too.
I don't know if Mike Maher can do this, but I just saw a request on the IG Live, Sports Junkies Radio. Can you get a close-up of the steaks? Can you pick up the camera? Maybe Tailgate Ted can do it. Can you pick up the camera and do kind of an overhead shot of the four steaks that are being prepared right now?
Mike Maher is leaving his steak that's barely cooking. He can handle it. He's good.
Let's see what we got here. We want close-ups.
I don't know which steak is EB's and which is Valdez's.
EB looks like, what do you got on top
EB's
of your steaks,
adding more
EB?
Seasoning as we go.
Yeah, it looks like butter.
I don't know if that's like garlic butter, but he's fancying his up as we speak.
All right, Valdez is cooking a crab cake. He's got cream spinach.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look at the skillet. This is Mike Maher's right now. Yeah, that doesn't even look like it's cooking.
I feel like
there's not one
like
sizzle.
Side, there's not. Less than, and then less than
and then cakes.
And
your cakes. Your technique is it? You covered it with
the
aluminum foil.
I needed a foil tent.
Are we going to be able to eat this steak before 10 a.m.?
Yes, absolutely. Again, I'm used to having a covered grill.
Okay? Right.
That's all good. We're working with what we have here. Tailgate Ted has been kind enough to bring his grill here, even though EB's choning on it at every turn.
It's okay.
All right, so Valdez, good thing he's wearing his oven mitt because his hand is so over the top of the flame that keeps popping up through the grates. EB can't stop adding seasoning.
Hey, should Roger even be down there?
I've never seen anybody actively and aggressively season his steak.
Right.
As it's cooking.
Cake, should Roger's one of the judges, should he be down there watching the preparation? Because that could affect his vote.
He's watching.
I know. My point is maybe he shouldn't be.
It's fine. Do you think it really is going to matter?
I thought it was supposed to be a blind taste test.
Here?
We got a dog down there, too, now.
We have a listener with a dog that's 10 feet away. The dog, all it wants to do is come over and eat the steaks. EB is getting a serious char on the edges of his steaks, slash almost a burn. So maybe that is going
to
be Roger's
I will
steak.
Say this. I'm not able to look at all of the comments, but as I peruse, a lot of people are jocking Mike Maher on the skillet move.
Yeah,
We hit over 900 on IG. You know what? I want to see if we can get to 1,000. Sports Junkies Radio is our Instagram page. IG Live has the video of the steak off.
All right, I'll say this.
I'll say this. I think EB and Cakes are doing the least in terms of touching the steak.
Oh,
it seems like Valdez is busy a lot.
EB is touching his steak like he's with a 15-year-old girl on prom night. Okay. He's touching it so much.
Okay, then I'm missing it.
I'm really not because I think our side of the grill is not as active as their side, so I just need to let mine sit and cook as much as possible. Maher is a wild card. Like with the cast iron skillet, it could be cooking through. We just don't know it. So
all
I
right,
think
this
mine
is...
has about 2 minutes left, and then I'm going to be done.
All right, this is for bragging rights.
Yeah,
it is our steak off. You can vote on Instagram and on Twitter who you believe will win. But
right,
coming
Maher
up next.
Maher just asked Eric to borrow butter because he's running short. It's mutiny down here. It's chaos.
Coming
down here
up next. We're going to actually taste the steaks. And I'm one of the judges.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Drab is a judge and Roger's a judge. It is EB versus Cakes versus Valdez versus Mike Marr, our stake-off next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.